Just the bread. It's so good. How do they do that?
So for those of you who don't know, bakery culture is really huge in Taiwan. And I was fortunate enough to live in an area where a lot of these Taiwanese bakeries found their way to where I live in California. So I decided to take some of my favorite pastries and to share them with my coworkers. So the first one that I have is a lan mei mian bao. That basically just means blueberry bun. It usually has a really delicious cream cheese blueberry filling. I usually don't get this just because it's so dense, but I'm really excited to share this with one of my friends.
I can't compare it to anything. Doesn't this make you feel like a happy Asian baby?
Mm-hmm. So this is a ruogo cheese mian bao. It literally just means a hot dog cheese bread.
This is good.
Yeah, I would definitely have to like work out if I eat that every day, which I probably wouldn't have a problem with if I could have that. Like I would work out and then I would eat it. It would defeat the whole purpose of working out, but I would still feel better about my life. You used to eat this when you were a kid?
Yeah, all the time.
Cool, so when's the next time you're going home?
So this is called a hong dou mian bao. That means red bean bun. I grew up eating American food like McDonald's. So the idea of having beans involved in a dessert sweet thing was absolutely revolting to me in the beginning, but I've really grown to love it.
I'm usually so concerned whenever I bring people to eat this stuff. They might think it's gross or the texture is kind of weird.
Red bean has it going on.
Was there ever a point where you first saw it and you were like, I don't know about this?
I don't think so. Because at least in dim sum, like, it's fried. So, like, you know, we're American. Anything that's fried, like, it's going down.
Okay, last but certainly not least, a bo luo bao kind of translates into a pineapple bun, but they kind of call it that simply because the diamonds and the ridges on here, it actually looks like a pineapple.
That was good.
This actually tastes a lot like a sticky bun that you get in England, but like they usually have icing on top. A mixture between like sweet bread and like a croissant almost.
That's kind of how I try to explain it to people sometimes. It's like I call it like a Danish almost.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it.
Thank you for showing me it.
Thanks, Aisha.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you shared this with me. Let's just get this out there.
Sure.
Asian bakeries are the best bakeries.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Interns, do you want a bite?
You're a different man, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
You want some?